That's Bozzy with Mine on the Magic Morning Show. It's Magic 104 Today's Hits. Lots of things happening this morning on the Magic Morning Show. I'd like to welcome Nate Sawyer to the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To be here.
You got a laundry list of stuff to go through when
My
it comes
goodness.
To Believe in Books.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
We got a really busy March going on.
Okay. Let's get to that.
We'll get to that.
I'll let you gather your notes here. Let's check our forecast just real quick. Snowing right now, 35 here at Settlers Green Outlet Village, 32 degrees in Berlin and Gorham. All righty, sir. How we doing?
Wonderful.
Busy over at Believe in Books.
Yes. I mean, yeah, so busy.
It's a little busy. First off, we're going to give away some Justin McKinney tickets, and we have our winner's name, and we'll decide who's going to win that in just a second. But first, that is what's happening tonight, right?
So far,
as long as the weather permits and everything's good.
Justin, you know what's funny is the last time we had Justin here, it snowed.
Oh, so it's his fault.
I don't know what happened. I was like, oh my God, it was going to be so great. And then all of a sudden it snowed, and like half the people, not really half the people, but like, you know, it didn't bring out as many people as we had hoped it would.
Sure.
So we're like, let's bring him back a month later this time, and it'll be great. No, the weather will be wonderful.
Right.
So, yeah, no, but we're totally excited. I love Justin.
Oh, he's awesome. He's been on the show numerous times. We've talked about him in the past. We've talked with him in the past. Mm-hmm. And he was actually at the New Hampshire Association of Broadcasting Awards not too long ago, just back in October, and he was the guest speaker.
Really?
So he actually had a nice little speech for everybody, and he was a really funny man. So definitely, guys, go check out the show. You can go to believeinbooks.org for full details. Tickets are only $25 per person. Mm-hmm. We're going to announce the winner in just a little while of who will win the family four-pack of tickets. We've got a family four-pack that we're giving up for grabs, and that lucky person will be able to go tonight. But you have a bunch of stuff on your docket.
We do. Actually, it's a big weekend.
Yeah.
It's Maple Weekend, New Hampshire Maple Weekend,
mm-hmm.
and our Sugar Shack is open, and it's, you know, going strong. And for that reason, you know, we're probably going to be cooking this weekend. It's going to be great. I mean, the weather was good earlier this week.
Sure,
so
right.
That was very helpful.
It does look like Saturday is going to turn out to be a nice day when it comes down to
it. We're hoping for Saturday and Sunday even. But like, I know today's, like, we thought tomorrow was going to be crummier, but it turned out to be today.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Nobody knows. No. That's the whole thing with this weather. Nobody knows what's going
to
happen.
Welcome to New England.
Right.
Yeah, so our Sugar Shack's open.
Okay.
And we'll be popping. I'll be there all weekend. It'll be great.
Excellent.
Come see me.
Okay, so you can learn more about the Maple Weekend at believeinbooks.org as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move forward a little before in the week, and you guys are doing Frozen Junior.
We sure are.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Maybe that's why the weather still is here.
That might be
you know?
It.
Else is in town.
So the audition process is kicking off, and that's what, on Tuesday?
Tuesday. We have Tuesday and Wednesday at 6 o'clock. I have been asking that people call in or email me to sign up for a spot just so that we can anticipate who's coming.
Yeah.
It's really simple. All you have to do, if you're between the ages of 7 to 18 years old, and want to audition for a show, all you have to do is prepare a song. And it doesn't have to be a whole song. It can be a chorus of a song, just something to show me that you can sing. If you have no idea, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is honestly one of the best. Or The Alphabet, which is essentially the same tune.
Right.
Because
I was going to say, it doesn't have to be from Frozen exactly.
No, not at all.
It can be any song.
If you're like, I need to play Elsa.
Right.
You know, maybe you should sing a little bit of Let It Go. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So the auditions start at 6. Usually there's a little bit of paperwork, whatever, that you fill out. And then I teach everybody a dance combination. They do a dance, and then after everybody dances, they sing. And then once they sing, they go home.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
nice. It's easy. It's great for younger kids if they've never auditioned before. I try to make it as easy as possible and as welcoming as possible.
Right.
It's fun, and we get together and we have fun.
Yeah.
And we play.
This is like your third or fourth presentation,
this
right?
This is going to be our fourth one.
Number four.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Really excited. And the truth is Frozen Junior just became available like January.
Yeah.
As soon as it became available, I was like, we need the rights. So I got the rights. And what's unheard of is that it's still actually Frozen, the Broadway show, is still currently running on Broadway.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's the first junior show that they've released while the original production is still
Like, still on.
Yeah, like with the original cast. Not all of it, but a lot of it.
That's excellent. And then, of course, there's the anticipation of the sequel that's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a lot of buzz going around when it comes to Frozen.
It's been, yeah, it was that was a happy
Timing's
was,
nice.
Yeah, it was
Timing's
great.
Perfect. Okay, so you guys can learn more about that. Again, once again, believeinbooks.org. More about the process, and you can email Nate. It's nate@believeinbooks.org.
Correct.
Excellent. And you can email Nate if you want to schedule a spot. And what else you got going on? The storybook character breakfasts?
Character breakfast, yeah. Yeah. So we're halfway through that. Tomorrow morning, it's every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. is when our characters start. Doors open at 9:30. But we have a pancake breakfast where we feature our maple syrup,
sure,
our 100-acre wood maple syrup. And because it's Maple Weekend, we have special guest Winnie the Pooh and Piglet coming to visit.
Okay, you know? So Winnie the Pooh is in town.
Coming out of hibernation, you know?
Very cool. And then, yeah, I guess Peter Pan, Beauty and the Beast, mm-hmm. For the following weekends. And there's a full schedule up at believeinbooks.org. So much stuff on the list.
So much. So much. Yeah. And nice thing is Character Breakfast concludes on Earth Day or Earth Day weekend.
Yeah.
Coming up in April. Correct. With the Lorax coming up.
Oh, even better.
And, you know, that's been a wonderful thing that we do for schools and for locals. And it's just because it incorporates kind of everything that we do at Believe in Books, which is telling the story, making the story come to life. And then we get to take them out on the trails and like through because we have the trails in the wood and all of that stuff. It all accumulates kind of with the Lorax. It's great.
Of course, yeah. It's fun for the whole family, too, especially the little ones. They get to meet with the characters, mm-hmm. and they're experiencing what they grew up reading.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, of course, Believe in Books.
Yeah.
There
that's
it
who
is.
We are.
All
it's
those
what we do.
Full circle. Everything that we're talking about right now, you can check out at believeinbooks.org. All those full details are posted up there. I think it's time to announce the winner for the Justin McKinney tickets.
Yes.
If we'd like to do so, it's a family 4-pack of tickets. What we had is people go online, and they went on our Facebook page all day yesterday, and they were just posting up family-friendly jokes because that's what Believe in Books is all about, being family-friendly, us here at Magic 104. And we just picked a name at random, basically. So everybody that put in a joke, it's not like we went for the funniest jokes, although there was a couple good ones on there.
there were some really good ones.
We suggest you check out our Facebook page to read those jokes. But what's going to happen is Nate's going to pick a name out of a hat right now, and he'll announce the winner for the family 4-pack. And if you're listening, we'll be in touch on how you can pick up your prize. All right, Nate, here we go.
And it looks like the winner is Kelly Severy from Conway.
There it is. Congratulations to Kelly. Kelly from Conway. She's the big winner. Her and her family will go now and enjoy the funny laughter of Justin McKinney.
See you tonight, Kelly.
Yes, absolutely. He's a very funny guy. Believeinbooks.org for more details. And if you'd like to purchase your tickets, you still can. They're available. That's $25 per person. Nate, would you like to do the honors of helping me announce who won this round of Magic Madness?
Oh, my gosh.
Madness. It's Vino's against Christmas Loft. Of course, Vino's brand new to the Valley and the White Mountain Independence.
Right.
And then you have that was Vino's. And then the Christmas Loft, who's been here since 1984, believe it or not. And this is a tough choice.
Oh, my God.
This is a tough choice. And I will say that we've done 4 rounds so far. This is round number 4. We've got the most votes ever in this round. And I want to say
Amazing.
That both teams brought it. This contest is all about social media promotion.
Of course.
Because you're trying to get everybody, especially this early in the morning, you're trying to push everybody to text in, make their vote, make their choice. And I like to say the congratulations to Vino's. Vino's has pulled ahead. It's kind of a Cinderella story a little bit.
Right?
The newcomers, the rookies, if you will. The rookies have added them to the tournament. Vino's, congratulations to Vino's. They have moved on to the second round, and now they'll be up against the Rugged Mill on April 1st. So congratulations to Vino's. And then what happens is, Nate, everybody that texts in, no matter who they voted for, gets put in the running, and we're giving away a Ragged Mountain gift certificate, another one of the White Mountain Independents. You shop local, of course.
Of course.
You have to.
Yep. Yeah.
It goes right back to the Valley. It's the best way to do it. It's the best way to shop if you're going here. And I would like you to announce the winner of this gift certificate, please.
Ta-da, ta-da.
And here we go.
And the winner is Steve Webster from Conway.
Yes, Steve Webster of Conway. Steve from Conway, you are the big winner, sir, and you win the Ragged Mountain gift certificate.
Congrats.
Wonderful. Lots to go through. Thank you so much for helping out, Nate. It's always appreciated.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Good luck with your auditions, and of course, when you get your cast set, it's going to come back, and we'll talk about Frozen Jr. a little bit more in detail. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Check out believeinbooks.org for all the details, and Nate, you have a wonderful day.
You, too.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.